This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Angela. I live in Georgia right now, but I grew up in New York, and that's where my story takes place. Basically, when I was was probably teenage years, we moved into a house, and it was the first house my father was able to buy for us. He worked really hard to be able to get it, and it was a working class neighborhood, but it was a pretty nice house. And one of the first experiences we had was that my father, you know, there was one of the neighbors was walking by and introduced themselves. And he was like, oh, come inside, come inside, come and see, you know, what we're doing and, you know, things like that. And the neighbor was like, oh, no, no, that's okay. I'm not going to go in there. And my father was like, why? And the neighbor was just kind of like, well, there's scary things in there. You know, people talk about it all the time. There's, you know, something in that house. So my father just kind of blew it off because my dad was a big, you know, tough truck driver guy. And, you know, he didn't really believe, I don't think. I mean, I think he kind of thought maybe there could be things, you know, spirits or ghosts, but he didn't really focus on that or let it bother him. And then as time went on, after we moved in, we did realize that things started to happen. And my dad, because he was a truck driver, he would be out of the house very early in the morning. By 5 o'clock in the morning, my dad was out and off to work. And at the time, my sister and I had separate rooms on the second level, but there was an attic. And when my dad would leave for work that early in the morning, my mom at that time was a stay-at-home mom, and she would usually go back to bed for a little while before we had to get up for school. And she would be lying in bed, and she could hear noises up in the attic. She can hear, like, boxes, the sound of, like, boxes being dragged around or somebody just, like, kind of, like, moving things and placing them in, you know, on top of each other or unstacking things and placing them on the floor. That's exactly what it sounded like. But the attic was empty, which was the weird thing. There wasn't any boxes up there. There wasn't anything that needed, you know, could be dragged around. So that was like our first kind of like inkling. And my mom would be like, you know, I sit here and I know I hear things, but, you know, she just kind of blew it off, kind of like, you know, I'm not going to really, you know, let it bother me. My parents are pretty Catholic, so, you know, my mom always had crucifixes and, you know, pictures of, you know, Jesus on the wall and different things like that. Slowly, like I said, things just kept happening. And like my mom had clotheslines in the backyard. It was during the time where people would actually hang their clothes outside to dry. Maybe people still do. But, you know, so she went outside to hang some clothes one day. And when she came back to go into the house, we had a side door that led out into the backyard. She couldn't get in and it was locked. And she just, you know, she couldn't get back in the house. And she's just like, I don't understand. She's like, how is this door locked? I mean, it was like a deadbolt kind of door. So unless you closed it, it deadbolted it, you know, it should be open. So she actually had to stay outside until my sister and I got home from school. So we had keys, obviously, and we were able to open the door and, you know, let her in the house. And we were like, Mom, why are you sitting out here? And she's just like, the door's locked. She's like, I don't know. I couldn't get back in. So that was another thing. It's just the weirdest thing. And then we had a cat, and my cat, you know, I would put the cat, you know, my cat had a bed and a whole thing set up in the basement. So at night when it was time for me to go to sleep, I would open up the door that led to the basement so my cat could go down. And I remember always having the hardest time getting him to go down to the basement to go sleep. And I just chalked it up to he didn't want to leave me. You know, he just wanted to be upstairs or be with us and stuff. And then my mother would always mention them when she would open the door in the morning, because it was this door in the kitchen and you had to open it to get out through the side door, which was used a lot. And then there was also stairs that led to the basement. So whenever she opened up that door, the cat was just like right there, like right at the edge of the door. Like she had not gone down the steps or spent any time in the basement at all. And, you know, I just started feeling so bad that I would let him sleep in my room, because I just was like, that's terrible. Why is he like crunched up sleeping, you know, against the door like that? Why won't he go down to the basement? Then another time, It was just the weirdest thing. My dad came home, and I was actually out shopping with my sister and my mom. We weren't even home. And my dad came home early, and he had gone to this bakery that we really loved, and he had gotten this bread that we liked and this cheese, and, you know, he liked to make, like, these little sandwiches. So he heard, like, somebody, we had a den that was off the living room, and the living room was off the kitchen. So he's in the kitchen, and he's, like, taking out the bread and taking out the cheese, and he hears somebody come out of the den, close the door to the den, and run up the stairs. So he assumed it was me, because I was always the one running up and down the stairs. And he was like, he called upstairs. He was like, "Angie, I'm home, and I have some of the bread, and I have cheese. Come down and have a sandwich." And nothing, you know, he just waited and waited, and nobody came downstairs. So he was like, you know, he called upstairs again, and no answer. So he, when we came home from shopping, we found him standing, you know, by his car. He used to sometimes just like to stand outside, lean against his car, you know, in the driveway. And we found him, you know, standing outside, and we're like, "Hey, Pop, you know, what's up? How you doing?" And, you know, we could tell that he was, like, startled, because he wasn't afraid of anything, and he didn't really, you know, he wasn't, like I said, that kind of person. He was this big, tough truck driver, and, you know, so he's just like, "You know, the weirdest thing happened." And he told us about it, and we were just kind of like, "Whoa, you know, that's crazy," because he knew, he specifically heard somebody come out of the den, close the door, because it was a door that made, like, a lot of noise when you closed it, and go running up the stairs. So it wasn't even, like, walking. So, you know, when he told us about it, we were like, "Oh, my God." So it was just kind of, like, crazy. And we just, like, little things like that would just happen all the time. And we found out later on that the person who originally owned the house was an older couple. And when they passed away, they left the house to their son, and they didn't want it sold. They wanted their son to keep it. But the wife of the son wasn't really keen on her in-laws, and she wasn't keen on keeping the house. So she made him sell it. And when they sold it, supposedly the wife made a comment like, "Oh, I'm so glad we've gotten rid of it. This, you know, she never liked me anyway." And I think she was referring to, you know, her mother-in-law. And, you know, so I don't know if it was this older couple that maybe they didn't like the fact that the house was sold, you know, when it shouldn't have been. I'm not sure. So it was just very just weird. Like I said, like, little things like that would happen all the time. I mean, later on, my sister actually moved up to the attic and made it her bedroom. So, you know, I think that things kind of calm down, but in the beginning it was just really freaky and creepy. And so, you know, just like lots of noises that went bump in the night, and, you know, obviously things like that, like that I just described. So I guess, you know, I'm not sure what you make of it. Like I said, later on it seemed to calm down a bit, and it didn't always, you know, we lived there just fine, and, you know, we were freaked out every now and then, but, you know, nothing, it was nothing serious, and nobody ever got hurt. So, I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to share the story, like I said, that happened to me growing up in Long Island, New York. Okay, I will call back with a different story later on that I have also. Thank you very much. I love you guys. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.